Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Beastly Bones, a Jacobi novel by William Ritter. Narrated by Nicola Barber. Chapter 1.
Follow my lead, Miss Rook, Jacobi said, rapping on the ornately trimmed door to 1206 Campbell Street.
Were my employer a standard private investigator, those might have been simple instructions, but in the time I've been his assistant, I've found very little about Jacobi to be standard. Following his lead tends to call for a somewhat flexible relationship with reality. Tall and lanky, Jacobi swam in his long brown coat. It looked like it might have once been an expensive garment, but it was now battered and affixed inside and out with myriad clinking, jingling pockets and pouches, each loaded with trinkets and tools he insisted were essential to his work. Around his neck, he had wound a ludicrously long scarf, the ends of which brushed the cobblestones as he walked. On his head, stuffed over a dark mess of wild hair, was the main offender. Jacobi's cap, the knit monstrosity, was a patternless composite of uneven stitches and colours. The threads clashed with his scarf, they clashed with his coat, they even clashed with one another. Alone on a hat rack, the thing would have looked mismatched. Jacobi was not an ugly man. He kept himself clean-shaven and always seemed to smell of cloves and cinnamon. In a fine suit and tie, he might have been downright attractive to the right sort of girl. But in his preferred garb, he looked like an eccentric lunatic. He was fond of reminding me that appearances aren't everything, but I dare say they aren't nothing either.